Broadcasting from the David Price IMAX Center Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Of redundancy, it's already Friday. Already here. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. And email BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Commitments coming up on Wednesday. Come on in Tuesday night. Get your room if you need one at the Omni. We have you a special rate. We have you a link for that rate. If you still need that link, let me know. You can email me, BillIsKing7@gmail.com, or you can get it off Twitter because we post it all the time. Either way, love to have you there. If you don't need a room, that's good too. Just come on in. Going to have a good time. We'll do the show from 6 until 11 on that Wednesday. That is the first day of the 72-hour signing period for football recruiting. 3 days, 72 hours, or whatever that is. However many days 72 is. That's the window for recruiting. And again, we'll be hanging out. Now, this commitments party, I foresee, is a way to celebrate the audience, too, the ones that can make it here. So it's not going to be perhaps the deepest Johnny Five-Star conversation we've ever had. We'll have those conversations, but this is about hanging out and having a good time together, and we'll track it. There's a huge screen where we will be. I don't even know the size of it. It looks like it's about 15 by 12 or something that will have the shows on probably the ESPN station that's got all the latest there. So you'll be able to see that. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out once we get in there. The bar will be open if you are so inclined, and we will feed you breakfast. The breakfast is free. That's right. We'll have a breakfast buffet for you, which will be free. The Omni can handle it. No worries at all. Appreciate Music City Todd getting all of this done for us. You'll get to meet the man, too. Music City Todd, Crazy Charlie, me, Tin Cup, whoever happens to be there. We're going to have a very, very good time with that. Here is the layout today on the show. We have Sean Sullivan coming up from Primo Seats, top of the hour. I invited him, but he can't make it. It's too close to Christmas for him, but he'll be with us. We'll talk tickets with him. After that, Tyler McComas out in Norman, Oklahoma. I know I'm not giving Oklahoma much of a shot in this game. I don't know what the nation is saying. I haven't heard what everybody else is saying out there. Maybe more people are calling this one a closer game than I am. Death Star versus Boomer Sooner. We'll talk to Tyler. He's out there in Norman, Oklahoma. And hour three, Brad Powers. BradPowersSports.com will be with us, and we'll start handicapping. Did you notice? We've got 39 bowl games. I wish there were 390 of them. I wish we had so many bowl games that the conversation would be, no, not that we have too many games, but it's kind of dumb, Bill, we have 390 games because now teams are playing multiple bowl games. Like they're playing more than one bowl game. I wish that's where we were, and then everybody would be in a huge tizzy over too many bowl games. That would be funny. I would like it. Tomorrow, though, we have 5 bowl games. Did you notice this? Yeah, 5 bowl games on Saturday. So it's kind of a football Saturday. It's not the same as the regular season. It's not as packed as the regular season. But the first games do get started early. We've got on the agenda, and let's look at this. We've got North Texas and Utah State. Am I right? 5 games? I think so. North Texas, Utah State. We have Tulane versus Louisiana. That's what they call Louisiana, Lafayette. Tulane versus Louisiana. We have Arizona State, Fresno State. We've got Eastern Michigan, Georgia Southern. MTSU, Appy State. I think that's it, right? I think that's what we're looking at tomorrow. I could be skipping over something, but... So there are some games. Now, are any of those games ones that pull you in? That absolutely grab you and force you to the TV? I'd say Arizona State, Fresno State, didn't bad at all. Fresno favored by, well, it was 3. It's now 5 in that ball game. For you folks like Brad Powers, who either do this for a living, meaning odds, gambling, etc., or you're just so inclined every Saturday or whenever there's a game, period, then tomorrow's pretty good for you. Work the numbers. See how you do. It'll be interesting to watch, though. I'll have that on. I don't know if my entire heart will be in tomorrow, those games, but I'll fake it. I'll be there watching. I'll have a couple TVs going at one time, for sure. So, yeah, the bowl season actually does get started. Just saying. Brian says, patience, sir, patience. Because I put on Twitter, we've got 5 bowl games tomorrow. I wish there were 42. I'm not kidding when I say that. Was there any news that I might have missed last night regarding coordinators? Is there any rumbling out there at all on coordinators for, let's say, the Noles, for, let's say, the Vols? Anything new there? Anybody busting a grape in that capacity when it comes to going and getting somebody? Freddie Kitchens for the Vols. Mike Yurcich. I don't think anything's happening there. Doesn't sound like now. Freddie Kitchens, Jim Bob Cooter, Kendall Briles has been mentioned for both of them. I don't know what's going on there. He's got a new deal at Houston. I told you this. Here's one thing that was floated to me within the last week. Kendall Briles is considered a very good head coaching prospect. And there's one line of thinking that Houston actually prefers him over Major Applewhite. And if he's patient and he stays down there maybe another year, that might just happen. Now, again, I'm putting some question marks here, but that was floated to me by a couple coaches that I was whispering to. They were whispering back to. It was mutual whispering that was going on here, this conversation. So he's weighing a lot of stuff to figure out what the right move is. He's getting paid either way. Houston has Tillman Fertitta's money. Unlimited money. Billionaire. They've got money. Houston's got plenty of sugar daddy money where they can write checks, make people happy, keep people in place, for example. There's another line of thinking. Now, this was also floated to me. If you're the head coach at Houston you make the people that run the place, the money people too, happy if you party with them. If you hang out, if you're a person who likes to, again, have a good time with them, go out and have a few pops, all that kind of stuff. Major Applewhite's not that guy. Kendall Briles is. Kevin Sumlin was. Guys that will party with him. Guys that will have a good time with him. That's what I was told. So we'll see. KKL says, Knowles are courting Briles. Saban says, hold my beer. Hires Durkin. Yeah, DJ Durkin is working with Alabama. He's down there as one of their many extra eyeballs, extra scouts, extra brain power. DJ Durkin. That's right. I'm not surprised. I didn't know that was trending, but I'm not surprised. Anybody that ends up down there with Nick. Nick, as we all know, Nick likes rehab situations. And the more the merrier. And there's no money consequences at all. Nick can do whatever he wants. There are no money limitations. If he wants 100 extra former head coaches in a room brainstorming to better the cause, he gets it. He gets anything he wants. He's earned it. Earned it a long time ago. If Nick said, we need a helicopter to travel from high school stadium to high school stadium during recruiting, and on top of that copter, we need a big crimson bow tie. They'd say, how quick you need it. 2 seconds, done. That's the way it works. If he said, here's the deal. On our helicopter, where we go stadium to stadium, I'm just saying metaphorically, I want from now on the helicopter to hover 30 feet over where we're going to land, and then I want a giant slide to come out, and then I slide down it in all my glory for everybody. Get that done. They'd say it's done. That's the way it works. I'm just saying, Nikki has earned it with the Death Star. If you do want to check in this morning, 888-702-5494. Crazy Charlie back at the mothership. I'm at the Wilco location. We did get everything fixed. Charlie was talking about it yesterday. Our problem with the streaming on Thursday, and I talked to Adam about it too, was in Atlanta. We've got stuff everywhere. And I'm not an engineer guy, so most of this stuff is beyond my job description. But we had an issue with, I guess, our servers down in Atlanta. We've got stuff in Atlanta. We have a launching point of some sort in Atlanta. That was the problem. It was not at the mothership yesterday, as was identified by Charlie pretty early on Thursday. Here is what we've got. Tyler McComas coming up a little later out in Norman, Oklahoma. And we also have coming up Brad Powers. That's every Friday. BradPowersSports.com. Commitments coming up on Wednesday. You are all invited. It'll be at the Omni Wednesday morning, 6 until 11. We'll feed you breakfast. That is on the house. That's right. Come on by the Omni on Wednesday. Love to have you. You do not need a ticket. You don't need your name on a list. You don't need somebody to say, hey, you've been approved. None of that. You're approved because we want you there. That's all you need. Just come on in and show up. We'd love to hang out with you. On Wednesday morning at the Omni, we call it Commitmas. Let's get the first break here on the Friday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there is an SEC coach that only recruited players with five-star hearts? What if I told you he had a $5 haircut? What if I told you that despite never winning anything, he considers himself a champion of life? ESPN 30 for 30 presents Butch Jonesen for Unemployment.
George L. Davis Boulevard getting fuller south of Dr. MLK. Rosa Parks has a slow section north of Jefferson. 16th Avenue north of Broadway is jammed. So is 18th across West End Avenue. D.B. Todd from Charlotte Avenue to Jefferson Street as well. Murfreesboro and Lebanon Pike both seeing some slowdowns in spots east of town. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original hot chicken restaurant that started it all here in Nashville. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Nashville is home to great music and great times. Pickers Vodka pays tribute to both and is made right here in Music City. This premium vodka is distilled 11 times from non-GMO corn and gluten-free. Pickers Vodka is available in original, blood orange, pineapple, and blueberry. Stop by your local retailer and pick up a bottle of Pickers Vodka today.
Are you ready? It's a tradition. A way of life. What we work for all season long. It's why we condition. It's why we fight. It's why we endure. Now our sights are set on Nashville's holiday tradition. Join us December 28th at 12:30 p.m. as the Purdue Boilermakers take on the Auburn Tigers in the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. Get your tickets now. Brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/doctor. That's 4hims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/doctor.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email BillisKing7, that's number 7, BillisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, BillisKing7 at gmail.com.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely, Nashville Hotel.
Tua. Do it another process. Tua. Maybe steal some crab legs or broke a female to get her approval. Tua. Forget about the crab legs and the co-ed if you don't play for FSU. Tua, pilot of the Death Star.
I don't know. Jalen Hurts looked pretty good in that last game. What was that last game? What was the deal on that one? What was the name of that game? Was it some kind of title game or something? Yeah, Jalen Hurts looked pretty good there. 888-702-5494. Twitter, at Bill is King. You want to email BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Just Business tweeted yesterday, hey, Bill got booked at the Omni for commitments. It's my birthday, and my wife is giving it to me as a present. That's wife of the year stuff right there now. We like that. We've got two that say they can't make it because of pregnancy. L Dog over in Georgia, who sent me my Georgia hat. Very nice guy. Nice little note with it, too. Very classy. And Tony DuBose in Australia can't make it. His wife, Natasha, is expecting here over the next week. Something about coming all the way from Australia here for commitments, probably not a good idea during pregnancy. That's what I was told now. I'm not a medical doctor. I oftentimes play one on the show, but I have no real degree. So a couple of people who can't make it due to pregnancy. My suggestion, because I think this is going to become a thing in the future for the show, next year when we're promoting commitments, make sure 9 months out you plan correctly so there's no getting in the way of the commitments party. So 9 months out from mid-December, don't be talking about procreation. Hold off a little bit for us, for all of us, for the betterment of the show, okay? You see, I can be, sorry about the cough there, I can be selfish because I've already procreated to the tune of 7 kids. So I'm good. I've done my thing to populate the planet Earth. Nobody can say I came up short there. Bubby Dog says, Bill, any rumors about Neil Brown? Selfishly hope he stays at Troy another year. Yeah, Bubby, you got a daughter there, right? Didn't you tell us that? I think so. Anyways, I don't know if this is the year that gets done. Are we waiting on any other gig out there? Maryland's done. Temple's done. Manny Diaz. Kansas is done. What else are we waiting on here? Louisville is done. So I don't think there's anything happening. Now, there was little talk about Louisville and Neil Brown because he's from Danville, Kentucky. Started his career actually as a player at Kentucky, then transferred to, I believe it was it Delaware or UMass? Thought it was Delaware. Somebody bean count me there. Make sure I'm not askew. But he is a guy. Neil Brown is a guy that will be on lots of lists here in the future. Already is, but jobs that open up, he'll be mentioned. He is an offensive side of the ball. He's on the offensive whiz kid list, right? He's one of those guys. There's a new fresh crop of them, seems like every year, but he's been on the list. He is impressive. What he has done there has been very, very impressive. But I haven't heard anything more. I was just thinking along the same lines, except from this last crop of coaches, who did the best job of all the new coaches in this last class, now that we're through the regular season of 2018, all the coaches who were new head coaches, not in their careers, but at this particular place, like Jimbo at A&M, Taggart at Florida State, Chip out there at UCLA, etc., Jeremy Pruitt, so on and so forth. Who did the best job? Scott Frost at Nebraska. Who did the worst job? I think we all agreed, even Florida State fans will agree, Willie Taggart did easily the worst job. No question. Who did the best job? Who kept everything in proper order? Would you go with Jimbo? I don't think anybody hit a 5-run grand slam among any of these coaches because most people took over, maybe not all of them, but most situations, UCLA, Tennessee, Nebraska, these things were broken severely. Those jobs aren't Alabama. You're not flipping that thing in a year. You got some significant digging out to do. So, again, nobody hit an extra run, 5-run grand slam in that whole group. It probably wasn't possible to. It's not a critique. It's just what you were dealt. But who would you say? Who am I leaving out? Jimbo, 8-4. Got a chance, obviously, to be 9-4. That's a good year, number one. That's a solid year, number one. Let me put it that way. It's not disappointing. It's not great. It's pretty good. Who am I leaving out? Am I missing something that's just right in front of my face and I'm not seeing it? Jeff in Chicago, who is coming down for commitments and Tuesday night heading up the bar hopping for all of you folks that are so inclined, says the guy who does the best job in year one isn't often the guy who does the best long term. Reference the energy vampire. That's a good point. Brady Hoke had Michigan in the Sugar Bowl year one. Did that translate to better things? That's a good point. Sometimes, depends on the year now, really wasn't this last year, but we have seen situations where new dude gets the gig. Previous year, it was a poor record. He gets it. First year, it's a really good record. He walks into talent that just needed to be nurtured. Just needed to be organized. But he also walked into players who had experience. It wasn't a young roster. So the first year gives you a false sense of the future. You win more in year one because of the circumstances, except everybody gives the head guy more credit than he's due for doing that. And then the next 2 to 3 to 4 years disappoint the absolute hell out of you. Roster flips, young guys, time now to play, they're not ready, you start losing. And then the losing becomes contagious, and it affects recruiting, it affects the overall mood of the program, it affects the fan base, it affects social media, and then everything goes to hell. It's a very good point. Year one doesn't necessarily, matter of fact, year ones are probably very overrated as far as a barometer for the future. That's a very good point. I don't know that we stress that enough on this show. Year one isn't the year. Unless you're Willie Taggart. And then it is the year. Jeff goes on to say, if I had to pick one that did the best, I would say Frost because of what he inherited and how they improved over the course of the year. That team is a team. You know how in basketball we have irrelevant conference tournaments before we get to the fun, which is the NCAA tournament? If we had a Big Ten conference tournament, which I'm not for, but if we did, you probably wouldn't want to play Frosty right now. Now, is Nebraska ready to beat Ohio State player for player? No. Unless it's a Purdue kind of day for Ohio State. But Nebraska right now could probably play with most any team in the Big Ten and scare them, right? I think so. That was a pretty good team. Now, they took a lot of losses. The record was not going to be good. But that was a pretty good team halfway point forward. Not bad. Not a bad idea. Okay, bottom of the hour break. You start guessing in hour number two. Sean Sullivan will talk Primo Seats. We also have Tyler McComas out in Norman to come on with us hour two. Brad Powers, hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
Watch out for wrecks on Duke Street at the Quadplex and on Antioch Pike in Bakertown. A section of Commerce Street jammed between 6th and 7th Avenue. 16th Avenue north of Broadway is full. So is 18th across West End Avenue and D.B. Todd from Charlotte to Jefferson. Half-priced foods, groceries, household supplies, pet food, all 50% off retail. iTex dollars accepted. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Edwin Watts Golf presents a special holiday offer from Ping. Introducing the new Sigma 2 putter family with 10 models, all featuring a shaft that adjusts from 32 to 36 inches. Designed for the golfer who prefers a putter on the softer side of the spectrum with the lively response of a firm face. And right now, you can save $100 on the G400 driver, featuring a faster forged face for distance and tungsten wedding and dragonfly technology for forgiveness. Now just $299.99. This holiday season, shop Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Not many things scare me, kid. Vampires, werewolves, children, not one bit. But you know what does scare me? Downtime, inefficiency, scares the living daylights out of me. That's why I use Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial supplies. Plus, they've got the inventory management solutions that keep us running. So we've got uptime, we've got efficiency, we've got productivity. When it comes to keeping your facility running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Great House Roofing reminds all Americans to show support to the honorable men and women of our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to see how you can make a difference today. This salute comes from Great House Roofing, serving Nashville with quality service and pride for 4 years. For your next roofing project, look no further than Great House Roofing. Residential and commercial roofing install and repair, metal, traditional tile, asphalt shingle, and more. Call today at 615-274-8805. Great House Roofing, the most trusted and respected roofing expert. Saluting our troops.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
After a Dory Jackson, a Dory, there's a little apostrophe.
It's not an apostrophe.
But what's that called?
Accent grave. It's accent guave. I think I'm right. I sound like I'm right.
Accent.
All right, grave, a guave.
I don't see it anywhere. You said guave. What the hell? Spell it again.
No, it's grave, like gray.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
We know who we are. Vanderbilt man, look in the mirror and knows exactly who he is. He is a tough man, he is smart, and he was wears glasses, and he can beat you up with an encyclopedia.
Jeff, up in Chicago, and also Donnie are pointing out Charlie Weiss, good example of pretty good start and then big disappointment. Yeah, I was looking. Charlie Weiss wins 19 games first 2 years, goes 9-3 and 10-3, goes to the Fiesta and Sugar Bowl. The next year they went 3-9. Then 7-6, 6-6, and he's fired. Then with Kansas, there was never any hope. 1-11, 3-9, 2-2, and then he's run during the season. That's a good one. John, I believe Crazy Charlie said out in L.A. What's up, John?
Hey, Charlie, how you doing? Bill, how's
hey,
it going?
What's up, man?
Good. Hey, you're talking about coaches did a great job first time out. How about the guy who took over UCF, Josh Heupel?
Heupel, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, while I got you on the line, can I talk some Irish football?
Yeah, now you live out there or are you traveling?
Oh, yeah. Live here in L.A. all my whole life. Yeah, my dad played for the Irish back when. I actually went to SC and played golf there, but I grew up a big Irish fan. So,
hey, tough life. Tough life going to SC and playing some golf now.
Yeah, it turned out good. But
I bet.
Here in L.A.
I bet.
My whole life. But, big Irish fan, followed them forever. Really proud of this team, what they've done. I thought 12 was an aberration. But what they've done here, Bill, I got to tell you, for those years, I thought we were done, it's part of the end of the years with Davey, Willingham, certainly at the end of Weiss, and even when Kelly took over that first year, the first half, but, you know, to turn this thing around and done what they've done. I'm not saying they're going to beat Clemson or win the national title here, but I think this team's competitive. It's different. It's got depth. It's got, you know, it's got a lot of chemistry, and, you know, I just think that, you know, they got a chance to be competitive, that's for sure. So just really proud of this team. I didn't expect this at all. So no. Just really happy. You know, I'm happy with the season. If they can pull one off against Clemson here, that would be great. But anyway, hey, well, just also, too, any opinion about Kelly going to the NFL? I hear rumblings with Colin Cowherd and some others, and then maybe Chip Long, anything, you know, how long you think he might be around, and I'll take the call off the air. Thanks, Bill. Great
job. Okay, John. Yep, appreciate you checking in out there in L.A. Notre Dame fan, play golf at Southern Cal. It'd be pretty cool to be a golfer at USC now. I haven't heard Chip Long. I heard Chip Long's name for Western Kentucky before they obviously filled the spot. But I haven't heard him yet for a head job. That's coming in the next couple of years. I thought the coordinators for the Irish, Chip Long, offense, Clark Lee, defense. Lee's from here. He's from the 615. I thought they were outstanding this year. Lee replacing Mike Elko, who went to the Aggies. Elko flirted with Temple, by the way, but I'm glad he's staying with the Aggies, frankly. I thought their staff did an excellent job this year. Brian Kelly to the NFL. Now, remember, right after 2012, there was a lot of talk with the Eagles. Remember that? I think he even go out there and interview or at least met with them somewhere. I don't know if he eventually wants to do that or not. I really don't know. Brian Kelly seems like the kind of guy who would enjoy the NFL. He's made a ton of money at Notre Dame, obviously. He's set. And his resume is plenty updated at Notre Dame. He's gone 12-0 twice in the last 6 years. He's won Coach of the Year three different times now. National Coach of the Year. So his resume is really updated. A couple of years ago, they went 4-8, if you'll recall. Defense fell to pieces. Brian Van Gorder on that side of the ball. Everything went south. And there were lots of people talking. Now nobody with any power at Notre Dame was talking about it. But I don't think there was ever a consideration to get rid of him then. I don't. It was always talked about among the fans, but I don't think any of the powers at Notre Dame thought so. They stuck with him and looked where they're at now. Now, that doesn't mean you always stick with a guy. It means you better know what you're doing. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Now, Lynn Swann pointed that out to the fans at Southern Cal. Look what happens if you stick with them. Our last opponent stuck with their coach, and look where they're at. Well, that's fine. They're sticking with Helton another year, and they hired Pretty Boy to come out there and call the plays from Lubbock. Which, actually, I think was a really good hire. Pretty Boy might just well save the day out there. Just tell Helton don't come anywhere near the offensive room. Where we're meeting, where we're drawing up plays, don't come anywhere near. Yeah, Donnie said, Bill, Charlie Weiss gave us Irish fans 2 years of big hope, but then yikes. He says, I love the story about Charlie trying to get up from that chair, too. Should I give everybody the cliff notes on that one? Big 12 meetings, Dallas. Charlie has the Kansas job. He's already taken a couple of shots at Turner Gill. With me on air, okay? Just rude, man. Just dude is just rude. He is. He's just a smart $A$, Charlie Weiss. So we're sitting there talking, and I don't even remember what the hell we talked about. Kansas football. Somehow, I got like 10 minutes out of him on Kansas football. I'm sure that was riveting. I'm sure the topic there was just riveting. But my job there was to interview every coach. So it's not like that was my idea. Anyways, Charlie Sitton, it's kind of a big corporate, like, long meeting desk thing, for lack of a better description, in this room where they had us. And we were special. We had our own place. They'd bring them to us. We weren't in the regular people mass interview area. We were in the special people area, which was just me. It was beautiful. So anyways, we finished the interview, and he is so overweight that he's trying to get up out of this chair, and he can't, and it's starting to get awkward. I'm looking at him, and he's trying to get his hands to where he can push up, but he can't. He can't push himself out of there, so he starts rocking back and forth to get momentum that will now force him up into the air and out of this chair. That doesn't work. Finally, I think somebody, if I remember correctly, a couple people came over and grabbed an arm and helped him on up. Charlie Weiss. But it's that he's so despicably rude. I think I've only interviewed him maybe one or two other times prior. Once was right when he got the Notre Dame job. And he was kind of a smart bleep then, too. That's before anything had happened. He'd coached a game there. And he came on with us. Jeff says, Bill, the Packers are definitely interviewing a college coach per Ian Rappaport. And Fitz was mentioned early, but nobody knows who it is for sure. Would Fitz ever leave Northwestern, his home, his school, where he played, where he took them to a Rose Bowl in the mid-90s, where he took them to another bowl against Peyton Manning? Would he leave there for the NFL? Green Bay is obviously nearby. That's not a big deal, but he's always been a Chicago guy. I've talked to him about it some, not recently. But that's kind of his place, man. His buddies are in Chicago. He owns that campus, man. He's a star. He's a rock star up there. He's a great guy. Pat Fitzgerald is one of those guys that you meet and you think, you know what? And I'm sure he's not perfect, so I'm not trying to overdo this. But you just say, you know what? That dude's got it all together. He's got it all lined up right. Family man. Well-spoken. Very intelligent. Played football at a very high level. Bloody linebacker, man. Loves Northwestern, knows the formula that you have to use to be successful, at least by that level and that standard.
Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern. Hey, Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Great to be on with the King.
You're a good dude. Just because of that right there, he's a good dude. He had us right there. At that very moment, he had us forever. He
owned
us.
Good morning, Bill. Great to be on with the King.
I remember I was at the one of my favorite moments, and we'll have to get the break. I'll be quick. We're at the coaching convention in Indianapolis. What year was that? I don't know. 12, 13, somewhere in there. And, yeah, Brian Kelly, spent some good time with Brian Kelly there too. But sitting there at one of the awards deals, I mean, there's all kinds of awards, banquets, it's me, Pat Fitzgerald, and Tubbs. We're sitting there. And by the way, Tubbs is mentioned by somebody for the Miami defensive coordinator job. I don't know if that's legit, but sitting there having lunch with those two guys was one of the best hours of my life. Just the conversations we had about coaches and players, because that setting, man, I mean, you're talking for real. You're not covering things up for the media, right? You're telling it like it is in that conversation. I had such a blast there. God almighty. Oh. All right, one more break, and then we'll get to guesting here in a little bit. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Back in the day, the teams we played, they'd always pay till something changed. Phil took the blame, the coach today, a man they named Butch Jones.
Butch Jones.
Butch Jones.
Butch Jones.
Butch Jones.
Some collisions on Duke Street at the Quadplex and on Antioch Pike near Irving Materials. Nolensville Pike is moving at about 20 miles per hour between the I-40 Lafayette Junction and Chestnut Street. Some sections of downtown Nashville jammed. Commerce between 6th and 7th, 16th Avenue north of Broadway, and 18th across West End Avenue. Looking for the best bargains? Gimmeafive.com is in Clarksville, Lebanon, Dixon, and now Madison. Gimmeafive.com. You never know what you're going to find. iText dollars accepted. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Innsworth is a kindergarten through 12th grade co-educational independent school located on two campuses in Nashville, Tennessee. The school incorporates a nurturing community with a challenging program to create a unique, joyful environment where students can develop the intellectual agility, self-confidence, and discipline they need to excel. Visit our website at innsworth.com to learn more.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on-site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at nissanofrivergate.com.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Tennessee, who do you meet? When you're working for a mover and shaker with strong ties to our community, who are they? When you encounter a group of people eager to roll up their sleeves, who are you most likely to work with? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Taking the initiative, being a good teammate, sacrificing personal glory for the greater good. These are qualities we expect of our leaders, and they're all being cultivated in the high schools right here in Tennessee. Question: so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer: high school sports.
This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Showers across Music City this morning, a high of 58. Showers this evening, low 50. Showers continuing on Saturday, a high of 54. More showers Saturday night. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Hey, Charlie, Bo Pelini. Hey, don't screw it up next week now.
That right there, that Bo Pelini drop comes from, it was the summer, and I was taking time off. Charlie was hosting, and Bo was on the golf course with our partner, Brian Benio, who played for the Buckeyes back in the late 80s before he hurt his neck. And they're out there, so Brian had Bo call Charlie and leave a message on his phone, and that was it right there. Crazy Charlie and I think, you know, kind of like if you're out in the wilderness and you spot something that you thought was extinct, we are of the impression that we are the only people to capture Bo laughing. Does anybody else in this audience have a memory on the field or away from the field where you know Bo laughed? And there's actual, that is actual audio caught. Rare, rare audio. Charlie, never lose that. Someday you'll be able to sell that for millions. Just that laugh track. Rare, rare audio. What'd you say, Charlie? That right there is priceless. Charlie takes that audio clip and locks it up behind a huge vault for protection every day. Jeff in the borough, what is up? I got a text yesterday afternoon when Ballpark Franks was doing his show locally up in the borough that you were there, Jeff. Is that true? Is that a rumor or is that true?
True. I was there, Bill. I was there.
Okay.
I hung out with him for a little while. Met Adam and the guys. They were a really nice guy. Just I appreciated meeting him. He's a real nice guy, and they do a good job on their show, of course, everything. But now I met them all yesterday. They were real nice guys. So I heard you got some big accommodations at the Omni, Bill.
What'd you say about the Omni?
I said I heard you got some big accommodations over at the Omni.
Who just? Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
I know you do, Bill, because you're the man. I mean,
correct. Yeah. I've got the presidential suite, the Bill King suite. But
the Bill King suite. Yeah. Yeah. So I hope I know you guys are going to have a good time committing this. Just want to say, Bill, a couple quick things. Lips can play a little pretty tough, and I know I lost before.
I didn't get to see it, but last night, at one point, didn't they have it tied?
Yeah, it was tied about 52, 54, something like that.
Right.
It was tied, yeah, the second half it was, yeah.
How did my guy Garrison Matthews play?
I think he had about 18 or 20, something like that.
Okay.
That's what he ended up with. Something around those, around that.
At Franklin, they played an offense that held him to like 12 points a game. What a shame that was. God almighty.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'd see games where he'd have like 8, and then he goes to college and stars.
But just I was looking at the recruiting ranks the other day. I saw where Kentucky's in the 30s, which that's probably about right, I guess. I really don't know too much about it. I know they've got 20 commits right now, and I know they've got one. They got one kid from Louisiana that's coming up there this weekend. He said he was going to sign in February, but now he's going to sign early. He's a quarterback, and he wants to play two sports at Kentucky. And he's a left-handed pitcher, so he's going to talk to the baseball coaches too. So he's going to try and play two sports. And the other kid from Louisville, J.J. Weaver, he put out a tweet yesterday. Everybody was all excited when he went to Louisville on a visit. And he put a tweet out saying he's firm with Kentucky, and his mom said the same thing. So we don't play that here. When we're committed to a school, we commit. We don't flip-flop. So that's basically what he told the Big Blue Nation.
Basketball teams playing like they're recruiting in the 30s too right now.
Yeah, well, true. Right now they are. They can't play any defense, Bill, I'm telling you. They can't play any defense. They can't stop anybody from shooting three-pointers. I mean, you and Mark Stoops could score on this team. I mean,
well, I could. I don't think Stoops could, but anyway.
Yeah, Stoops got a good jumper now. He can shoot a little bit. He's got a decent three-point range. Maybe Kyle Perry, if he's got any.
So if you come by commitments, Jeff, we'll feed you breakfast. You know that, right?
Oh, I agree. I know. I did want to say one final thing, Bill. There's guy at CBS Sports. They were doing their bowl preview last night.
Yeah.
They picked most of the bowl games, all of them. But this one saying from about the Kentucky Penn State game. He thought Kentucky was going to win. He said Kentucky's defense is going to take Penn State for a ride. And Kentucky's going to win 10 games for the first time since Elvis died.
Since 1977, I'm guessing.
Yep, 1977, yep.
Right.
For the first time, we won 10, first time since Elvis died. So hopefully it happens. Hopefully Billy Snell runs wild. And hopefully he won't get thrown out this year. But you think they're going to have any Pac-12 officials that game or this year? check on that and make sure there's not any West Coast officials over to rob us like they did last year.
Jeff, there's the music, man.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. See you later. Hour two coming up. Sean Sullivan will be first up. We'll talk some tickets, primo seats, and hang out a bit. Tyler McComas coming up. Brad's coming up.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.